You're listening to The Kelly Track Show. I'm your host, Kelly Track, author, coach, and eternal optimist. Each week, I'll give you lessons to elevate your life, reclaim your personal power, and truly awaken and transform. Your best life starts right now. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Today we have another episode in the reader series where a P.S. You're a Genius reader comes on and shares how they found the book, what they learned from it, and how it impacted their life. So today we have Christina Zavaleta on, and I'm so excited for you to listen to this episode. In this episode, you're going to hear how the book honestly really bumped into her and flowed into her life at a Barnes & Noble store when she was supposed to be at a doctor's appointment and she had some extra time before going back to work. So she went to the appointment and then she went to the bookstore and she bumped into it, and it was like a book she couldn't put down. She also shares about how the book really supported her in a big life transition. She ended up quitting that job in corporate America and then traveling to Europe for like a month and taking P.S. You're a Genius with her and doing it when she was away in like Spain, Italy as well, and Germany, and just traveling through Europe and taking P.S. You're a Genius with her and helping her figure out what was next and what she was really great at and her genius. And we're going to chat through that whole transition today in this episode. So please enjoy. This is like a really great, like soul nourishing chat. It was such a pleasure to sit down with Christina. So definitely if you're listening to this podcast while you're doing the laundry, or if you're out for a walk, or maybe you just want to make like a big cup of like nice warm tea, I feel like it'll be like hanging out with two friends. So sit back and relax and enjoy. So here's a little bit about Christina. So growing up, Christina's family had a multicultural household. With her father from Peru and her mother from the States, she experienced both cultures in her upbringing, whether that was while they resided in their humble home in Georgia or during their summer stays in Lima, Peru. It's where Christina grew a fascination for cultures and languages, now speaking English, Spanish, still learning but able to speak conversationally in French, and also able to translate classical Chinese. She received a bachelor's in liberal arts with a focus on classic texts and the humanities. Specifically, it was known as a great books program, with very small seminar-style classes designed for the students to be able to debate and discuss the coursework with fellow students and professors acting as guides and peers. It was the only great books program in the world that incorporates both Eastern and Western classics into a BA degree. Christina has a professional background in sales, marketing, and public relations, and in the past 2 years, worked primarily with marketing for nonprofits. Now she's a writer, entrepreneur, and also a content creator for her upcoming podcast, Innate Wisdom. Now, before we get to the episode, one more thing. I want to read out a 5-star review for P.S. You're a Genius from Amazon. And this one is from Jenna in the U.S. who writes, 5 stars, such a breath of fresh air. Love, love, love this book. Kelly's writing is so fun, funny, and engaging. Finally, it was in all caps, finally, a personal development book that is actually exciting to read. Super enjoyable, empowering, and actionable. 5 stars. Totally recommend. If you're on the fence, consider this your sign. You're going to love it. All right, with that lovely review in place and this awesome context you have about who Christina is as a person, I would love to dive into this episode today. So let's go to the show. Yay! All right, well, welcome to the show, Christina. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's honestly, this is incredible.
Aw, yay. Do you want to share a little bit about just a couple rapid fire to kind of dive in? Do you want to share what city you live in and where you're calling in from today?
Yeah, so I live in a little south of Atlanta, Georgia, but we'll just say Atlanta, Georgia for now.
Nice. And then what is your job? Like, what title do you use?
I would say I'm a creator. Like, I'm a writer. I am just doing anything that I'm a writer. I'm working on a podcast right now. I'm creating a business. So I would just say creator.
I love that. That's such a fun phase to be in, is just like when you're in like the making, building, crafting stage and just like building all the things and making all the things. It's such a fun energy to be in.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's like my first time really getting into the dirt with it. So I love it. Like, genuinely.
Oh, that's awesome. And what's your go-to coffee order?
I'm drinking coffee right now, but it's a iced caramel latte or just an iced caramel coffee with oat milk for sure.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, I'm a big oat milk person too.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to drink almond milk all the time, and then I switched over, and now I can't go back.
So. I know. Me too. I was like a diehard oat milk or almond for years. I want to say like, geez, for the last 4-5 years solid on the almond train. And then I had oat once at a coffee shop. I was like, this is life changing. This is freaking great.
No, literally that was me. And then ever since then, I'm like, oh, you don't have oat milk? Okay, I can do that.
totally. And what's something that you're obsessed with right now? It could be like something you're just really curious about or like deep diving into and like YouTube channels or something you're reading.
Ooh, that is a good question. I'm obsessed with, I have honestly been obsessed with lately. I love music, and I've gotten back into like, watching different, like just finding different artists and watching stuff online. And I've been obsessed with watching like live performances on YouTube right now. So I started the year off by going to a few concerts, and now I feel like it's an addiction. Like I can't get enough. So I'm obsessed with like watching all these different artists that I love live on YouTube to see if I like want to go and see them live, which I do. I want to see all of them. So yeah, that's been, I have like tiny desk concert, like 3 times a day minimum.
Any of the concerts that you went to in person that you like really love that were like so amazing?
Yeah, actually. So I went to the SmiNo concert, which he always says that he doesn't have a genre, but usually he's put into like alternative hip hop. So SmiNo was there, Jid was there, Earth Gang showed up. So they're just basically some hip hop groups in Atlanta. And actually SmiNo's from Missouri, so from St. Louis. So, but yeah, they came down. It was awesome show. Like I've been following SmiNo for years, and the fact that I got to see him, I was like, oh my gosh, this is not happening.
That's so cool. It's so funny, like watch somebody that you've been following for a long time, and then you see them live. It feels really cool, and it sort of feels like you're like, oh yeah, I've been like in on the journey, like watching you grow over time.
Oh yeah. And we like worked our way up like close to the stage. By the end of the concert, we were like right there at the front, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's so fun. And then what's something maybe that you're learning more about right now, anything that is, you know, something that you're like interested in, like learning wise or curiosity wise?
Yeah. Speaking of music, and I've been on my music kick, I just signed up for Coursera. Like,
oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah, basically I'm learning how to write songs, like how you're actually the theory behind it, like how to write a song.
Oh, and that's so neat.
Yeah. I feel like I've done it a few times, like maybe written like 3 songs, but I feel like they could be better. And I was like, might as well. Like it's a free course.
Yeah.
For a professor. Like, why not?
Yeah, I think that's such a neat skill to learn, like how to write sit down and write a song, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like you have to learn how to like actually just get super vulnerable with yourself, which most of the time I will try to shut that down ASAP. So like being able to like just like let up the walls, just like be really real and just kind of find a way to structure your own thoughts and then get it out on paper and then get it out in a tune. It's fun. It's actually really fun.
Oh, that's so cool. What a fun gift to have, is being able to like write songs.
I don't know if it's a gift, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Hey, a talent that's developing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So I'd love to chat a little bit about how PS Your Genius has supported you and helped you. So first and foremost, A, thank you for reading the book and taking notes, as you had said before we started hitting the record button. I'm always so grateful when people like actually take notes.
Thank you for writing it.
thank you. First and foremost, how did you find the book? Like, I always feel like books find people at interesting times in their life or like flow to them, whether you like spotted it on a shelf or got recommended or you heard something about it. How did you find the book?
Okay, this is gonna sound so corny. Like,
okay, I'm here for the corn.
The book definitely found me. Like, so I'm gonna give a little bit. Do you mind if I give a little bit of a backstory? Yeah,
take your time.
Okay, so basically, so the last profession that I was in, like, it was definitely, how do I explain this? It wasn't a it was a job, and that, like, I was working a job, and I worked a lot of hours, and it was like 16 hour day, 6 days a week, like super American, like grind mentality. But at the same time, the goal behind it was more of an entrepreneur mindset. So that's how I felt like I fit into it. I was like, oh, I can do that, because that makes sense to me. Like, I want to be, you know, in charge of my own future, in charge of my own destiny, like my own boss one day, all that. But it just wasn't like what they said, or like a lot of times what I found out is basically what they said wasn't lining up with what was happening. And I was coming to I was coming at this crossroads where I was like, Christina, like, I felt like I kept saying to myself over and over again, without saying it to myself, because then I would have liberated myself a lot sooner. But I was like, you're not, like, you got what you needed out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that I didn't learn any lessons. It's not that I wasn't supposed to be there, but you got what you needed out of this. You're dragging out a process that is no longer needed anymore. Mm. And I remember, like, I was supposed to, I had like a doctor's appointment, which I rarely took during those 2 years that I was there, because it was super intensive. But I was like, I'm going to this doctor's appointment. I went, and after, I was supposed to go straight to where I was supposed to go, like straight to like the events, straight to like training and hopping back into it. And I didn't. I was like, they don't know what time I got out of my doctor's appointment. And I went to Barnes & Noble, and I was so thirsty for knowledge. Like, I didn't know what I wanted, but I just had like a thirst, and it couldn't be quenched. And I was like, you know what? Let me go to Barnes & Noble. I just feel like I want to read again. Like, I haven't read in forever. And I used to like spend all my days, like not all my days, but I was absorbing amounts of time reading. And I went, and I went looking for, like, I was still in that mindset, still like, I want to be an entrepreneur. Like, I want to, you know, I want to accomplish certain things. Like, I want to test my boundaries. And so I went looking at the different business books, and I was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm here, even though I'm not technically, like, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like, I can still make it productive. So I went looking at business books, and I picked up your book, and I went, that's interesting. I was like, P.S., you're a genius. And I was like, but how do you know that? And I like literally opened up, and I started reading the cover, and I was like, it's really interesting. But the whole premise of your book was that, like, to find what you're good at and like start your own business. And I felt like I was already in a structure. Like, I already, like, the plan was already there. Like, I was already so deep into it. Like, you couldn't back down now. And I was like, why are you so curious about this? Like, you already have a structure. You already have the plan set. Like, you have the schematic. Like, why do you need this? And I literally like went to put it back down, and then I couldn't like leave it on the shelf. I was like, no. Like, and I just kept staring at it, and I was like, I don't know why. I was like, I really like the idea of it, but I remember thinking, like, this is not why you came here. Like, this is not directly going to help the reason that you came here today. And I was like, no, I'm getting the book. I left with P.S. You're a Genius, and I literally did not start reading it until after I quit that position.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. So like, I think it found me. Frame?
Like, roughly.
So I left in like September, uh-huh. like the end of September. And then I think that was probably like June or July. So it was
Wow. That's so cool. I feel like that's so kismet and like blindly orchestrated and planned. And I also love it how I love that you opened it like after you quit. Like, it feels like such like a clear like energy passing of like one door is like closing and it's like totally new door opening, like fresh energy, like welcome in. I love that. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And there was stuff that you wrote in the book. I was like, there's no way she said this. Like, I literally quit my job, like hopped on a plane, went to Spain. Like, because I was like, oh, I can figure out my life in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or I can figure out my life on the beaches of Spain. So I chose Spain, and then literally there's a part in your book that's like a changing your narratives. And it's literally like the part, like it's like a realistic or not realistic, but like changing your narrative. It was like, you could go to Spain for the first time. I was like, she did not write that. Like,
oh my gosh, that's so enough. I know what part of the book you're talking about. Like, yeah. The difference between, I was actually using that exercise like last week in my own life, because I like put all the things in there that are helpful to me that I use, but it's like, the difference between like new reframing, like things as just new and unfamiliar versus like super scary and difficult. And
you gave the example of like jumping without a parachute, I think.
And like risky, when we say it's like really risky and difficult, like when we're coming up to new things, or just like unfamiliar and something we can warm up to. And it was like the difference between like something that's actually really risky and bad would be like jumping out of a parachute with, or jumping out of a plane with no parachute, but just different and unfamiliar is, you know, going to Spain for the first time and literally something to warm up to. So that's so cool that you, you literally,
literally did it.
That's so neat.
Yeah, no, I remember I sent a video to my friend when I was reading it, and I was like, there's a video of me literally like zooming in on that part saying, there's no way she wrote this.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I was like, am I reading this right now?
That's so cool. I don't know. You know, I just always like go with whatever comes to mind first when like writing. I don't know. But I like Spain. Spain's a great place. So
it's great.
Yeah. And then what part did you go to?
So I stayed in like Barcelona for like
a month.
So my friend was staying there and I was like, hey, I just left my job. Like, want a visitor? They were like, hey, come down. So, and then they're like, honestly, I just ended up house sitting for them for a little bit. Cause like they were in and out of town. They're originally from France. So, so I was like, I stayed there for a month and then I traveled a little bit. Cause I was like, thank you so much. But I'm like, I'm not trying to stay in your hair forever. Yeah. And my ticket was a little bit longer. I was like, I'm going to go to Italy. And I literally took your book and I like a guide, like wherever I was, that I was like sitting, whether I was on a bus, in a train, on a plane, like I was like using your book like the entire time. So it went with me to Italy and then to Germany and then back to Barcelona. Was a little bit kismet as well, but yeah.
Oh my gosh, that warms my heart so much. That's so fun. Okay, so you found this book in a Barnes and Noble after a doctor's appointment when you like weren't really looking for it. Then you quit the job, you take some time, then you read the book when you're like away and abroad in Spain and traveling. That's so cool. So do you want to kind of catch us up to speed on like, you know, from the book, like what did you learn about your gifts and like where you wanted to go next and sort of like your next pivot in life?
Yeah. So I think I should like say a moment, like the mindset that I was in when I first started reading your book, because I think like they're completely different mindsets than I'm in right now. Because like I think about like when I left my last position, like I thought I knew what I was going to be doing for like the next 5-10 years maybe, you know. And I thought I would be retiring early and still, and like still owning my own business and all this other stuff, but I still thought I knew what I was going to do. And then I said, things change. Literally, I did it in like over a weekend. I remember the first time I had the thought, like it was like a thought that had been brewing for a long time and I just hadn't allowed myself to think it. And then Friday I had the thought of, you know, if I don't move forward with this company, like they were relocating, I was like, I don't go there. Honestly, like in my head, I was like, there's nothing else for me in Atlanta. I was like, I think I would just leave. And the moment I had that thought, I was like, oh, Christina, you're going to leave. Like, and I was like, no, like, wait, hold up. Like, don't jump on this train. Like, don't make, you know, permanent decisions off a temporary emotion, like that kind of thing. And I was like trying to slow myself down. And I like, just really like thought it out, like wrote a pros and cons list, like the whole thing. And I was like, basically the next day I went to work on a Saturday. That Saturday I was like training somebody. And I remember thinking, this is like the last time I'm ever going to be doing this.
Wow.
And then that Monday I told like my coach at the time, I was like, you know, I'm leaving. And literally the next day I hopped on a plane. Like everything happened it seemed very quickly at the time. But if you think about it, like the fact that I kind of in the back of my brain knew probably since April, like probably maybe sooner, but I remember April was the first time that I really like had a moment where I literally called out of work and I was like, wait a second, like this is not right. Like something's not aligning. And then the book happened. Like I literally stared at that book in my room on my bookshelf for like months. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I did. I was like, there is something in there for me. I don't know if I'm ready to hear it yet. Like, and I didn't until I left. So when I left, I was definitely like I left a lot of the reason because it was kind of a toxic environment. And when you pull yourself out of a toxic environment, it takes time to like, and I had really dove into it. like anyone who knew me, they would say that I worked really, really hard, but like, I was really like anything that I do, like I do 110%. So I was like, I was in the thick of it. And you know, when I left, I knew it was for the best because I just did. But I also remember it felt like I equated it like once like coming up from like a bad breakup or even like not that I've ever detoxed from a drug, but I imagine like I'm initially like detoxing from a drug. Like it was just something you were doing constantly, like almost without even thinking about it. And so my mindset then was like, this was like the catalyst of getting me to be able to like dream again.
Wow.
So like, I feel like there, they had done a lot of work to like kind of like not, they like say, they promote that you can do whatever you want, but really they end up like kind of beating down the person to promote their business. And they say like, you have to have this mindset of da 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 da. But the actuality is how it comes out. Like more times than not, people end up leaving because they feel disempowered. And I was like, that's the problem. I was like, it's not the business that's special. Like anybody can start a business. And I was like, it's the person that's special.
Yeah.
And I was like, and if you can empower the person, like you can have so much opportunity, so many different creative outlets and possibilities. And so your book definitely like helped me with that transition of like, Christina, like that door is closed, but that's for the best. And that's good. And like now you can literally do, excuse my French, but whatever the fuck you want. so I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, as I was like coming from my detox, you know, I was like, this is honestly like exactly what I needed, because in that moment, you know, you feel so lost. I'm literally wandering around Europe going, what do I do with my life? and then there's you like giving me literal step-by-step instructions. I was like, that's amazing. Thank you. So, yeah, honestly, it definitely was a shift going from like, I would say like more of a darker way of thinking to like kind of moving into like, no, it's okay. Like there is light and you can choose to look at that. And if you do, here's how your life will change. Do it one step at a time.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so amazing. So you feel like kind of like, it was that really that mindset of shifting from, I love how you said when you were looking at like leaving that job and you kind of had that feeling of like, oh, it's like my last time doing this in this role. And then literally kind of like, do you feel like it was the book that kind of supported you in shifting that like feeling to think, oh, I can do something new?
Yeah. 100%. Because I literally, you can't bring a lot of stuff when you're going to Europe. Like, so I brought as much as I could, like, but really I brought clothes and I brought two books. I brought one book that I love reading about the environment because I'm a nerd. And then I brought P.S. You're a Genius. And I had not even read anything but the front cover. I was just like, I feel like I'm going to need this. And I literally like, put it in my bag.
Wow, that's so neat.
And I brought this notebook that I had never written in. I got it for my last position and I was like, I'm going to use this notebook to write in. And I never wrote a single thing into it, but it said, it shouldn't have to happen to you for it to matter to you. Oh. And yeah, I love the idea of that. And I was like, you know what? Like this ended up becoming like my PS You're a Genius notebook.
That's so exciting. That's so cool. So were you really nervous? Like, this is a big leap, like leaving a role, leaving like a city, traveling. Cause I'm assuming you booked like a one-way ticket, or did you book a return?
I did book a return ticket, because I was nervous that they wouldn't let me like enter the country if I didn't have a return ticket.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I did book a return ticket. But I was going to be staying there for like a month and a half.
Basically. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Right off the bat. Was I nervous? Yeah. That was my first time. Like I've traveled by myself before, but like my family's Peruvian. So I would go to Peru and like see them, but it's different when you're going to a place to meet a person that you know.
Yeah.
And I went to Barcelona and I met somebody that I knew and that was cool. But then when I went to Italy and then Germany, and then I wasn't going with anyone but myself. Yeah. So yeah, I think I was nervous about traveling by myself initially, and then I learned to love that. I was nervous about being by myself initially, because in the last position I was in, like, we were just constantly surrounded by people. And I was kind of nervous, like, what would come up if I was quiet for a second? And then I was nervous about, like, you know, I think the best way I can think to equate it is, like, you know, if you go out swimming in the ocean, like, you go out to a certain point and then your feet don't touch anymore. And there's, like, that little bit of, you know, in the back of your head, like, the ocean is so wide and there's so many things living in it. There's a part of you that's like, oh my gosh, like yeah. Under me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I felt like right then. I was like, what's ahead? What's under me? Like, but at the same time, I was like, you know, whatever is ahead or under you is only going to be decided by what you make it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have to really focus on, like, kind of unlearning things that you've picked up, mm-hmm. and relearning the mindset that you actually want to carry forward. Yeah. I had to, like, literally break up with, like, a version of myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure. It really is. It is like breaking up with, like, a past you. I know it's like a shedding, like the snake shedding the skin, you know, and like becoming into, like, who you really are. So were you, like, on this trip? Cause you're also, like, sitting through a lot of big questions too. And, like, thinking about what's next, like, was it like just really exciting? You're like, I'm free. Like, I'm not working this job. I got this, like, new life to build. Or were you, was it like that kind of, like, I talk about in the book, but like your freedom fear, like, it's scary, but in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, it was, there were days where it was, and there were days where I was like, what actually am I going to do? And I was like, don't worry about that. Go on a walk. I was like, go see the Olympic Park in Munich. I was like, don't think about that. Look, there's a restaurant down the street you haven't tried. Like,
I love that. That expansive perspective. Good for you.
It catches up. It does catch up.
Yeah.
And I've specifically made, like, time for myself. Like, I think one of the things that I'd done a lot before was, like, avoiding. Like, when I had filled up my day every single day, working 16-hour days, 6 days a week, I had avoided, like, I knew something was off. Like, I feel like every person knows when their equilibrium is off. Like, they know when something's not right.
Yeah.
And I knew for months it had been off. And I was just like, I'll get to it eventually. And the more you don't get to it, the more off it becomes, which is not a bad thing. Like, it'll center out eventually, but it just might take you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So when I finally decided to look at it, I was like, okay, Christina, if you're going to do this, like, the same way that you do anything, you better actually do it. Yeah. And I remember I was like, sit down, whether you like it or not, and, like, meditate or be with yourself, contemplate, like, get something out, like, and really write this down. And don't just beat yourself up. Like, one of the things that I loved about your book was it was very much like you didn't ignore the negatives, but you focused on the positives, because what you focus on is genuinely, like, what becomes your life and how you envision the rest of your life. And you were like, what are your gifts? And I was like, I don't know. And then you're like, okay, cool. So who do you look up to? I was like, that's a good place to start. So I remember, like, going through it, and I was like, oh, this is a great place for me to start kind of, like, re-engineering my mind.
Yeah. So from the book, what gifts did you pull out about yourself?
Right. So I pulled out my notes for it. I got basically collaborative. And I think that can mean so many different things, but I love people. And I think people are so cool. I think you get to decide whether or not people are so cool. But if you decide that people are so cool, you tend to meet the really cool people. Collaborative, I love bringing people together, connecting them, seeing what comes from it, which kind of goes into creativity. Like, I love creating things, whether that's artistic, whether that's music, whether that's a new business, whether that's, like, literally building, like, an IKEA furniture. And intuitive.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I think, sometimes I just look at things, I'm like, you just know.
Yeah.
And I think everyone has that potential. A lot of times we just don't listen to it. So
Yeah, totally. I was thinking actually before you had said it, I was like, oh, Christina's super intuitive. Like I could just like pick that up. I knew like really quickly, like when you were talking about things, you're like, I know, just the way you were saying it, I'm like, oh, there's definitely like a gift of being really intuitive. And you're a super strong communicator as well. Like, and like, you're very like poetic too and very amazing. Like when you, I think the way you say things, even just like your phrases, like when you're like, oh, like when you go out to sea and you know, all the things could be below you, but it's like choosing to like focus on like just kind of like staying swimming. I was like, this is the amazing communicator. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm hurt.
Oh, yeah. Of course. So in the book, I talk about how when you find your, you know, top 3 to 5 gifts and you put them together, you create a form of genius, like something that's a world-class expertise doing something only you can uniquely do. So where do you feel like you are in your genius? Like when you're doing those top gifts at once, like do you have any examples?
Yeah.
Actual like day-to-day thingies. They're like, I'm trying to like things that are concrete for our listener. For example, like maybe it's like when I cook this type of cake from this like new recipe on like my Sundays.
I would say when I'm writing, mm-hmm. I find like an incredible just release when I'm writing, and then I can get lost in it for hours. So when I'm writing, when I'm literally, I don't know how to explain it other than like, just, I don't know. I had a very weird household, and that like my dad would literally, while we were doing dishes, he'd be like, what if we started a business in like this? And we'd like quickly come up with like a business plan, and then the dishes would be done. And then we'd be like, okay, cool. And like go on to the next thing. So I would say like when I'm just brainstorming ideas, and like I feel like I'm always doing that. Yeah. Like I'm always learning something. That's really what it is. I feel like creation comes from like learning something new, and then you're like, oh my gosh, what if I could do da 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 da. And then I get lost in like a spiral of doing that. So when I'm writing, when I'm learning, and also when I'm just really listening, whether that's to music or to other people, or I feel like I can get lost in stories, and I love that.
Yeah.
Because you learn so much from that, and then you have new ideas, and then the spiral starts all over again. So I chose really simple things. I know that sounds silly, but really simple things that anyone could do, but I don't.
Yeah, but that's, no, they're great. Cause I feel like even though they are simple things, I always say like, when it comes to your genius, it's the way in which you do it. You know, the way that like you would write a story would be different than the way like I would write, you know, something. But it's sort of like your genius comes out in your specific way when you do the little, like the thing, which makes it special and makes it unique at the end. And yeah. I always, you know, even if I always use the example of like, if we were all in like a pottery class making like mugs, you know, everybody's mug, even though we're all making mugs, everybody's mug would look super different, and we'd paint it all different, or like put the handles in different places, or somebody would have stripes, somebody would have stars, somebody would have flowers. Like we're all making mugs, but they're all unique products at the end that like showcase all personal expression.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
So in terms of, you know, your journey, you're talking about quitting your job and then going to Europe and then working through the questions. And so once you figure it out, you know, what your genius was, what was sort of like the next step of maybe putting that into motion and starting to think like, okay, how could I turn this into like a business, a career, or a side hustle, and start to like think about like your life and what you wanted to do, especially coming home from Europe?
Yeah. I think the biggest obstacles that at least I had to overcome were more mental rather than physical. And I think that any like mental obstacles make your physical problems also. So I think like my biggest thing was I was really nervous to just like have my voice out there, or like have my creation out there for like other people to see, like, which you talk about this in your book, like nobody cares, like genuinely, like probably nobody's looking anyway. But I was really nervous. Like when you write, you like put a piece of your soul into it. Or even if you like public speak, like it's the same thing. And so when I'm thinking about like, I decided, okay, I want to create a podcast. And yeah. Then I was like, oh gosh. It's just like, on one hand it's exciting, on the other hand it's like, oh gosh. So it was a lot of it at first. It was just overcoming the idea that somebody else was going to be looking at a creative project that I had put effort into, you know. That was like the first real big step, and I think people underestimate how like just getting over that, like how long it can take, or just how much you just have to hurdle over it. Like you just have to go for it. So, but yeah,
that was yeah. Great. That's a big one, I feel like, is that putting yourself out there. And like, I know for me, it's always like fear of criticism and what are people going to think, and like in a negative way, what kind of feelings were coming up for you, especially on the idea of like starting a podcast?
Yeah, I mean, it was just so, I feel like, especially for any creative project that you have, like I said, you're putting your soul into it. But then also the podcast that I wanted to create was going to be one of like a spiritual journey, which is already like, there's just like layers and layers of vulnerability, you know, and not just, of course, not just my spiritual journey, because that would be, you know, after a while, very boring, but like, but I felt like I, you know, I didn't want to speak from a place of authority, that I had like a spiritual authority. Cause I don't, I feel like everybody has learned different lessons. And if we can all learn from each other's perspectives and lessons, then we can create like a collective wisdom, and that we all have like wisdom inside to share. So I really wanted to focus on that. So instead of, you know, saying, oh, I've gone on the spiritual journey, which I feel like anything that you take, like any meaning that you take out of life can be a spiritual journey. So instead of saying, oh, I've gone on the spiritual journey, let me tell you about it, I was going to be like, basically, I am like taking people on the journey with me. Like, let's go on this journey together. Yeah. And that is like a little bit vulnerable. Like, you have to be vulnerable with like a bunch of people that you don't know. And that was kind of tripping me out. I was like, why would I do that?
Yeah. I know that feeling. I guess that's
feeling. So, but yeah, eventually I was like, well, you know why you would do this? Because you want to, and you love it, and you love helping people, and you love speaking, and you love learning about other people, and you love those aha moments, you know? So I was like, so do it. Like, what if it helps somebody?
Totally. Yeah. One of my favorite people to follow is Ainsley McLeod, who I had on the podcast. He's a past life psychic.
Continue.
for the podcast listeners, Christina was like totally like paused. I was like, totally like, wait, I got something to say. Anyways, I am obsessed with Ainsley McLeod's work. Like, I like love it. I'm only on like 3 email lists, and he's one of the email lists I follow, and I've been following him for years, and he came on the podcast, and I really want like a session with him one-on-one. He told me when I had a past life in Spain, which I was like not surprised because I love Spain. And he talks about like spiritual acts. So it's like when you do something that you do, you make something, whether it's a painting or a book, he's like, and it heals you indirectly, but it also heals others. And it, like, it helps you and helps others. He calls it actually a spiritual act. So I totally feel like, I feel like that about my own book. And I'm sure when you're talking about your podcast, I was like, this, I feel like what Ainsley would be like, this is like a spiritual act where it's amazing and fun for you to build and create and like healing for you, but also people really benefit deeply and heal and benefit as well from the learnings.
So the reason I made my face of like, was because, when I read your book, but I hadn't listened to your podcast yet. Like, I was so focused on the book. And when I got back to the States, I literally finished the book, I think on the way to the States. Like, I took my time with it, and I really like sat it, used it like a workbook. And then by the time I got back to the States, I was like, I remember, well, let me see if I can find more info, because I really liked like the book, and I was like, and I'm done with it, which is sad. So I went to your website, and then I was like looking at the podcast, and I saw it on Spotify, and I was like, oh, okay. I was just like doing dishes and like listening to it, and the first 2 people that I pulled up, he was like the first one.
Oh wow.
And I was like, that's crazy. And I remember I literally just scrolled, and I was like, I literally was like, whichever one like I need to hear right now, I scrolled and just like hit play. And then he was talking about like past lives and talking about like spiritual acts. And I'm like, this is so trippy. It connected so much to like what I was thinking at the time. And I went to his website, yeah, and I subscribed to his emails. So yeah, that's why I was like, that's crazy. Out of all the people you've had on your podcast. Yeah. Okay.
So. Totally. He's one of my favorite interviews. I also just really love his work. I feel like I love him as a person too. Like, he's so humble and so chill and like so laid back and always has the best stories. I feel like he's a great writer. His books are so well written. I'm always like, every time I read them, I'm always like taking notes in my head of like, okay, this is how you write really clearly and succinctly and with good stories and examples like back it up. I'm like, okay, it's good to know.
Nice.
You listen. And then what would you say in terms of like when you were reading P.S. You're a Genius, what would you say was the number one, like, most helpful thing for you inside the book? Was it like a certain exercise? Was it a certain takeaway?
Yeah. You know, okay. No, I would say I was actually just looking at this. I was like looking through like my notes from that. And I saw, like, I already spoke a little bit about like you really getting us to like put down like what our genius is. Mm-hmm. And then you also had us like write down, like, you literally were like, what are the things that, like, what are the harsh words? Like the words that cut deep.
Yeah. And I was,
oh, it's not.
Yeah.
But like being able to like reframe how you look at those, I think that was super helpful, because you continue to live in its shadow, or you can be like, oh, I see why, or I see why, and I can reframe the way, like, this is, it's not because of what I think it is, it's because of this, and like reframe the way that you think about it. I think that was something really big for me. Like, you had us write down like three words that would like cut really deep, and I was like, I'll get to this chapter later.
it's an intense chapter. Yeah, about like flipping the shadow on its head. I'm totally blanking on what I titled that. How is your shadow? I forget. Anyways, it's about what are the three worst words somebody could use to describe you? And then if you flip them around, how could that actually be a gift you have? So like mine was like fake, fraud, and liar. And then it was like, oh, I actually have like a gift around being like authentic and really real and honest. And yeah, like kind of also coming to terms with your shadow too, you know, which is always like a good practice, a hard practice. I think like that's
hard practice.
Advanced in the spiritual journey, but a good one to
do. For sure.
Yeah. And was there anything that you were really like able to accomplish specifically after reading the book that maybe you weren't able to do before?
Yeah. So I actually started the podcast, like, and okay, so it hasn't been published yet, because what I'm doing is like collecting a bunch of like, basically a bunch of like raw takes. Mm-hmm. And then I want to post like a bunch at once.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I actually started it. And, when I was reading the book, I was like, okay, you could start it, but like nervous and just really nervous about like putting myself out there and all this. And I think by the time I finished it, I was like, no, like, you have to do this. Like, you know, like who else is going to do it? And, yeah. And then I also started a business with, I'm starting a business with a friend of mine, and we're like, literally we have like meetings like twice a week, and we're like, we're in the process of like starting this huge thing, and it's a lot of fun. I don't want to talk too much about that one, because, sure, I don't want all the creative juices, but yeah,
of course.
But yeah, no, like I just started. I think that was the biggest thing. Cause you can imagine how things are going to be for so long, but until you start, like you have nothing to actually work with. So starting was, you know, they say like when you're running, like restarting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
So I just began.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing, Christina. Amazing work. I mean, like starting the podcast and like starting a business, those are huge energy inputs to like get something off the ground. That takes like a lot of courage and a lot of gumption. So excellent work. Amazing.
Thank you. Cause like, honestly, your book, I don't know when you were writing it, like probably hoping like, oh my gosh, I hope this reaches somebody. It did. Yeah. And it literally was the catalyst of so much. So like, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad. I mean, yeah, I definitely had a lot of feelings when I wrote it. And I mean, I'm also a small like debut author, like first time writing your book. They call it debut author. And
yeah,
I was always like, oh gosh, I really hope at least one person buys this. I always had this like dream and hope, especially coming from Canada. We don't have Barnes and Noble, but like I always had I feel like you're fulfilling my dream of like a Barnes and Noble like reader. But I always was like, oh, maybe someone's going to like a Barnes and Noble and like find this book and like, you know, like
it was on a featured artist
chain, you know.
Yeah, it was on like featured artist section.
Really? Oh yeah. My god. Oh my god, that's so exciting. I was like, I'm always like, I haven't actually been into an American store to find, I haven't been able to see it actually in an American bookstore. I feel like I've been in America a lot last year, but sometimes I read it somewhere in a book about how to get your book published, they said, don't always look for your book in stores, because based on orderings and stuff, and because a lot of things are online, you might be disappointed. So I don't always like go in and check. Sometimes I check, but sometimes like out of fear of just not wanting to disappoint myself, I like just don't look. Right. Like a Canadian writer, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to have me here. That's so cool.
No, somebody else, I think it was like top picks, like featured artists, like somebody, I think somebody in the store had like chosen it. They were like, this is a really good book. And they like featured it as like one of the top business books to read right then.
Whoa. I'm so honored. Wow. Thank you. I see those sometimes like in Indigo Canada, which is like our equivalent of like Barnes and Noble, but for Canada, but I'm like, it makes sense. Cause I feel like maybe I get like a special like maple leaf on mine because I'm a Canadian writer.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so glad that the book was so supportive for you. And then in terms of like, is there anything else that you want to share about what you learned or your journey or what you're up to now or things that you're thinking through now?
Yeah, I would say like, I guess the only thing and the biggest thing is like, don't judge yourself. Like, don't judge the process. Like, it is a process. It's not supposed to have a time limit on it. Yeah. Like, you measure your life with a compass, not with a timer. So, I mean, and that's the reality. Like, I could sit and beat myself up over something taking too long, or I could, you know, I could choose to do more negative things, or I could, you know, so on and so forth. And I could get upset because something is taking longer than I expected. Or I could just do the little things every single day, build the little habits, focus on the positive, and focus on like what my actual gifts are, and just make sure that I'm completing what I want to complete, and like leaving the rest with good energy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if people do that, like, honestly, you'll be surprised how much more will come back to you, because you're not, when you're constantly hoping to get something out of something, it's like you're constantly chasing, you're constantly like just looking to feed your instant gratification. Whereas if you just give freely and without expectation of anything in return, like honestly, the reward is usually so much greater than you could have even imagined, than you could have chased for. Mm-hmm. So that's probably it. Like, that's literally it. Don't judge yourself and just give.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And then do you have any advice for the listener who's maybe like where you were when you were still working in your corporate job, and you hadn't gone on this journey, and this was like before you went to the doctor's appointment, before you found the book, and before your Europe trip where you were doing a lot of self-discovery, like speaking to the person that maybe was, you know, is in your shoes, or like you, former you, but is there now, and is living that life and maybe like seeks more or wants to do something, but is nervous or scared. Do you have any advice for that person that would be listening?
Yeah, they're capable. Like, that's it. I think a lot of times corporate America thrives on, you know, disempowering people and making them feel like they need their structure in order to be successful, in order to have a certain amount of capital, in order to have a certain amount of, you know, of status, of influence, of whatever. But that person without any of that is capable. And they're not just capable, like they'll probably excel in anything that they truly put their mind to. So I would say that is probably my biggest advice, and they don't need someone else to make them special, and they just need to focus on themselves, and like not in like a super, how do I explain this? Not in a super selfish way, but in a, like, if your mind, your body, and your spirit is telling you something's wrong, listen to yourself. Yeah. Like, I promise there's a reason. Yeah. And I promise it's a good one. So yeah, they're so capable of having and living whatever life they want.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. For the listener out there, that's really resonating. You are capable. I really think that's such a good key message, because I feel like it's so easy to feel like the opposite, you know, and like, I'm not good enough narrative, or I can't do it. I feel like that I am capable, like mantra and like affirmation, or just like understanding and like feeling into that is so, it just resonates so deep. Like, I feel like even when you say it out loud, I'm like, even how it like feels in my body, I'm like, oh yeah, that feels like really good to say. Like, I am capable. Like, I can do this. Like, yeah, you know?
Yeah, no, entirely. Yeah. Make sure I say it to myself. I'm like, oh, you got this.
I love that. Yeah. So for listeners that want to connect with you or say hi online, where maybe is the best place for them to do that?
So because I haven't launched it. So my podcast is going to be called Innate Wisdom. And you can find it on Spotify when it's fully launched. But then in the meantime, you can just find me on LinkedIn or on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure to have you here. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for reading and for being my Barnes & Noble dream reader that I always wanted to manifest. And I'm honestly like so overjoyed that you like took my book on your Europe trip and like read it, and you're creating things from it. Like, it's honestly like an author's dream come true. So truly and genuinely, like, from my heart to yours, like, thank you. This is like, I feel like I'm living out a little mini manifestation of being able to help somebody. So truly, thank you.
Truly, thank you for writing it. And I'm going to tell you something crazy. Okay. So
let's hear it.
Basically, when I remember when I was literally like on a bus, like writing, like doing the notes, and I had the idea of the podcast. And I was like, that's what you're going to do. And I wrote down the idea real quick. And then I was like, man, like, I hope I can get like I want like everyday people, like, just, you know, because the idea is everybody has wisdom. So I want just like the everyday person. But I was like, I wonder if I could get like real, like authors, like people who've inspired me on my podcast and stuff. And I remember thinking like, I'll write a letter to like Kelly one day and ask if she'll, and then you put on your thing, who wants to be on my podcast? I was like, there's no way. I just want to take my shot.
Yeah. I saw it come through. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely speaking to this person. I'm like, this is a cool story. I saw it, like, instant yes. Like, you know, when you're like, oh my God, yeah, that looks amazing. So
yeah, that manifestation is a real thing. I don't know how that happened. I don't need to know. It was cool. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. It's such a pleasure.
All right, my friends, and there you have it. That is the episode for you today. I really hope you enjoyed this episode with Christina. I found it so heartwarming and just really lovely. And for those of you that maybe are in a transition, or you're pivoting into something new, or you're in that place where Christina once was on the other side of, you know, being in a job that maybe wasn't as aligned and looking for that next thing, I really hope that perhaps you turned the pages of PS Your Genius to help you figure out what you're really great at and turn that into something meaningful, like a meaningful career or a business or a side hustle or whatever it is for you, to help you figure out your next step. You can always order a copy at kellytrack.com/books. That's kellytrack.com/books. Or you can go into your local Barnes & Noble, just like Christina, and find it there. It might be on the featured lists, or you might have to find it online and order online if it's not in person. But yeah, thank you so much for listening today. I was listening back to this episode and my audio was a little funny, even though I did record the episode with my mic plugged in. It sounded like maybe it didn't pick up my mic. Anywho, it's all good. I just chalk that up to whenever there's technology problems, it's just like two really high vibe people having a conversation together. I always think that when the energy is so high, it sometimes interferes with, I don't know, the technology waves, which I could kind of see when the frequency is high. So anyways, thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'm always so grateful to have you here in my community as a podcast listener or as a reader or as maybe one of my students or clients, whatever it is, or if you just tag along and enjoy. I'm just so happy to have you here. And I really hope that this brought a special spark to your day. So yeah, that's the episode. Thanks for being here, and I'll catch you back here soon. All right, bye for now.